either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are here and listening. Inshallah, just to continue with Surah Yusuf, where we had left off, just to quickly refresh and recap. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam now had instructed his sons to go to Egypt for the third time. And so remember, the first time the brothers went to Egypt, that is the time when Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam had recognized the brothers, and the brothers couldn't recognize him. And Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam then said to them, that make sure you bring your younger brother Binyamin the second time when you come. And the benefit for that will be that you will have one extra load of camel. And so you will have extra food that you can take with you. And then the second time when they went to Egypt, Misr, Binyamin was also with them. And Binyamin spoke with Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salam told him exactly who he is, and he made a plan to make sure that Binyamin now stays with him under his care. And so the plan was to put the king's item, a private possession, a cup that belonged to Yusuf alayhi salam, in the baggage of Binyamin. And that is how Binyamin was detained with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then for the second time they went back to the father and they said, Abba, shockingly this time Binyamin has been captured. And what he did is something that is unbelievable. He stole an item that belonged to the governor himself, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And khair, the ayat-e-kareema, the verse that we have just read right now, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was not convinced at all. And so he said to all of his sons, Ya Bani, all of you, go back, fatahassasu. Hassasa means go back to Egypt and search not just for Binyamin, but search for Yusuf and Binyamin. What did he say? Go back and search for Yusuf and Binyamin. فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفْ وَأَخِيهِ. And then Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam is saying, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. And one should never be despondent, dejected from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how impossible something looks in front of you, no matter how difficult it seems, but remember, nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so your reliance should be upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. You know, don't be dejected, don't feel depressed. That, you know what, how is it possible for us to ask Yusuf alayhi salam that we want Binyamin, and in fact we go there to actually look for Yusuf. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. The people who are completely dejected and despondent from the mercy of Allah are only those who are in the state of kufr. Only those who are in the state of kufr. So a person who has iman, alhamdulillah, he will always take relief, support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why our youth today are losing to say things like insha'Allah, insha'Allah. This statement is very important. Never feel confident that I am going to be doing something, but always be in the habit insha'Allah. By saying insha'Allah, 90% of the work is done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make the wrong right for you by you saying insha'Allah. There is so much power in this name insha'Allah. Agar Allah ta'ala ne chaha. So everything for a believer is with insha'Allah. And our youth from a very, very young age, we have to make sure that they are in this habit of saying assalamu alaikum, insha'Allah, alhamdulillah, barakallah. All of these tasbihat are very, very important. As for the people of kuffar, the people who don't have iman, unfortunately their reliance is more upon the tools that are available to them. Their reliance is more upon the practical application of life. That it is the doctor that is there can help me. It is this medicine that helps me. And they don't realize that the medicine is just a sabab, a reason for you to take. But actually everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even at a time of great difficulty that is there, alhamdulillah, we as people of iman have to face the reality. And why? Kullu man alayha fan. Everything will come to an end except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is always there and he is always listening. Subhanallah. Look at Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Yunus alayhi salam. Imagine under the water. Some of the Mufassireen have said that the fish that swallowed Yunus alayhi salam had taken Yunus alayhi salam to the deepest part of the ocean. To the deepest part of the ocean. And in reality today, nobody really knows where the deepest part of the ocean is. I know, of course, scientifically people have said, and you've had certain individuals that have gone down and they have reached the surface, but only Allah knows which is the deepest part of the ocean. Subhanallah. And they are such creatures in the deepest part of the ocean that humanity did not even know that they could survive and they are still there. Ye bhi Allah ki ajeeb kudrat. And in the deepest part of the ocean there, Subhanallah, Yunus alayhi salam is saying, La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And this is the dua that the Quran gives a person who feels depressed. This is the tasbih that you read all the time. If you feel things are not going right for you, you feel depressed. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out from that condition very, very soon. So alhamdulillah, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wa salam is reminding his sons that, oh my sons, you are the children of a Nabi, and remember, our reliance is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the brothers go for the third time to Egypt. For the third, it's extremely cold here. For the third time, subhanallah, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, the sons are actually going to Egypt, Misr. And the Quran says, فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. And when they all entered, عَلَيْهِ as in عَلَى يُوسُف. Subhanallah, the Quran bypasses the journey and gets to the main event. Now all of the brothers are there, and they come upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. This time the body language, mentally, spiritually, the entire condition was very, very different. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ. And all of them spoke out, O powerful governor, O our excellency. Aziz means a powerful governor. And in humility they said, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الدُّرِّ. We and our family members have been afflicted with great difficulty. We and our family members have been afflicted with great difficulty. So now in complete humility, looking down and talking, the body language also in complete humility, and saying that we and our family have been afflicted with great taklif. With great taklif. And sometimes when a person is very, very genuine, subhanallah, it is easy for the person who is in front to actually assist him. So when you speak the truth, there is always barakat. And what they were saying, that this time there is great famine, and it's extremely severe. A severe famine has hit the region of Canaan. And there is absolutely no food in that region, so much so that it had affected their physical health. So the family members and the brothers were also physically very, very weak. So this is what the Quran is saying, that we have been afflicted with great difficulty. This is what they are saying to their brother. The brothers are talking to Yusuf, and only Yusuf alayhi salam knows that these are my brothers. And then this time they even said, وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. And we have only come with merchandise which is muzjat. Muzjat in the Arabic language means that which is of less value. That this time we could not even afford to bring anything to you, so in return you would give us food, the wheat that you are giving to everyone, sacks of food that you are giving. We haven't got nothing. And so what did they come with? The ulama have mentioned, they came with counterfeit coins, that coins which were out of date. And so it would not even work, nobody would take those coins. And so this was the coins that they only had with them. And some of the scholars have mentioned that they came with household items that were of no worth. And so with complete difficulty, whatever they could gather, they came and they said to Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, look, this is what we have. We haven't got nothing to give you. But what do we expect from you? فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِلْ مُتَصَدِّقِينَ. We are hoping that you will give us back in full measure. Whatever you will give us back in full measure. Though we don't have nothing, but you will give us back in full measure. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا, and that you will do sadaqah on us. That you are charitable upon us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِلْ مُتَصَدِّقِينَ, and verily Allah repays those who are the mutasaddiqeen, those who give in the path of Allah, those who give sadaqah. Now here one very important mas'ala, that how is it that the brothers had asked for sadaqah to Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam when they were the sons of a Nabi, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam. And in reality, one cannot give sadaqah or zakat to a Nabi. And so these were the children of, you know, a great Nabi. So ulama have mentioned here, وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا is not in the meaning of sadaqah and zakat what we know. وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا means that we know of your generosity. We know of your generosity. We know of your sakhawat, that your generosity, the first time we came to you, you gave us everything free. So we know of your generosity, and we hope that this same generosity will apply also now, and you will pay us in full, you will give us in full. Now just a few masail for us to understand. Usually when you come to a masjid, or usually when you want to give money, money is divided into three categories. One is zakat, one is lillah, and one is sadaqah. Zakat, lillah, and sadaqah. Zakat is money that can only be given to the people of iman. It cannot be given to those who don't have iman. This tells you the haqq, the honor, and the right that a Muslim has. So that you can only give your zakat money to someone who has got iman. If he has got no iman, then you can't give him zakat. So this is one mas'ala. And in zakat, there is one condition, what is called tamlik. And tamlik means that when you give somebody zakat, you are giving him ownership, that this money actually belongs to you. So there is no condition that you can actually put. You are giving him entirely, and that he will have the complete possession. And this is how your zakat is given. As for lillah, in a masjid, you will see maybe a box or whatever there is, and it will be written lillah. Lillah means that you are giving money for the pleasure of Allah. Usually in a masjid, money that is given as lillah, that money is used towards the maintenance of the masjid. What is it? It is usually used towards the maintenance of a masjid. So that is why it is actually called lillah. So if people come and they feel that, you know what, we want to give this money as our sadaqah jariyah for the masjid, its bills, its running cost, whatever, and you will actually put that in your lillah. When it comes to sadaqah, that is where you have to slightly differentiate. Sadaqah are of two types. One is sadaqah wajiba, and everything else is nafal sadaqah. If it is sadaqah wajiba would mean that you have got to pay a penalty of something that you did wrong. For an example, when you went for Hajj, or you have not fasted, or anything like that. So, or it's another, and that you made a vow that if this happens, this is the amount of money that I will give, etc. So if it is sadaqah wajiba, or even sadaqatul fitr, then again this comes into the bracket that you can only give to the people of Iman. Only to the people of Iman. But as for Sadaqah, so generally when you see in a masjid and it's just written as Sadaqah and there is Zakat close to it and Lillah, so Sadaqah would actually mean that this money that you are giving is Nafal Sadaqah. And Nafal Sadaqah can be used for anything. You can give that money to anyone if it is Nafal Sadaqah. So Nafal Sadaqah also means that if you want to give someone who is not a Muslim, then the money you give is not Zakat, but what you can give is your Sadaqah. And this is Nafal Sadaqah. And there are certain categories where Zakat and Sadaqat cannot be given. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. And those who are the children of Anbiya alayhi musallam, Sadat and the Sayyids, they cannot be given Zakat money. So here in this ayat-e kareema, what a saddaq alayna is not what we know as Zakat. It is actually generosity. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has blessed you and you are known for your generosity. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily Allah always repays those who give sadaqah, who give in the path of Allah. Now this repayment is very ajeeb. Respected brothers, ulama have mentioned that even when a non-Muslim gives money to good cause, Allah repays him. Can you imagine that? Even someone who is not of Iman, but he gives money in the path of Allah for a good cause, whatever, then Allah will also repay him. And Allah will also repay someone who is a mu'min. How is this repayment in this world? That Allah knows. Sometimes there is a difficulty that is coming towards you by you giving sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that. And so always get into the habit that whenever you go for a journey or you're traveling, then give sadaqah. In fact, get into the habit of giving sadaqah all the time. So have a box at home and always put some amount, your loose change, put it inside there. This will really assist you as mentioned in the hadith. And then the mufassireen have mentioned the real payment of sadaqah and the money that you give in the path of Allah is in the hereafter when you see the reward that Allah gives you in Jannah for a single penny that you have given in the path of Allah. It is said that the people of Jannah, when they see the reward that is given, they will wish that they should have given everything in the path of Allah and would have left nothing for themselves. For the immense reward they will see and the enjoyment that will be given to them in the hereafter. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we also become people who are generous. And remember, it is only by generosity that subhanallah this deen comes into progress. That is why in Surah Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. If you help Allah, Allah will help you. Does Allah need our help? Allah doesn't need our help. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this, that look, if you want me to help you, if you want Allah's help, then you should help Allah as in the deen of Allah. You should help the religion of Allah, which is the deen of Islam. If you do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always assist you. That is why it is haram to give any kind of sadaqah and zakat even to a nabi. The only thing a person can give to a Nabi is what, brothers? Huh? Hadiya. What is it? Hadiya. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his entire life, Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in only gave him hadiya. Only hadiya. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given a hadiya And that hadiyah was then also used in the path of Allah. Ajib. That is why his wife, Hazrat Khadija, was very rich. But when she came into the nikah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her entire wealth was also used in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can only give hadiyah to a nabi. Is mas'ale ko kya hai hum zara theek tareeke se samajh le. These are masail that are very, very important. And then also, what we learn from this ayat-e-kareema, like how the brothers showed complete humility, and what they brought in front of this great king was something that was worthless. As simple as jat. Muzjat means worthless. It was not something that had any kind of value. The coins didn't have value. The items of the household, whatever, did not have any value. But then what had happened is that when they showed their humility, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam completely opened up in front of them. Until now he was hiding his identity. But when he saw the condition of his brothers, despite the fact that whatever the brothers did, but they were his brothers, one father, he could not take this any longer. And it was time now for him to open up his real identity. So ulama have mentioned that when we make dua to Allah, we should also ask Allah and put our question forward to Allah in such a way that, Ya Allah, my namaz is not worthy. My sadaqah is not worthy. Allah, my tilawat is not worthy. Allah, any of my actions that I have done is not worthy. It is completely worthless. And really, what is your namaz and my namaz? What is your ibadat and my ibadat? Allahu Akbar. So all our good deeds, Ya Allah, that we have done, it is all worthless, Ya Allah. But subhanallah, you are that king, Ahkamul Hakimeen, that you will accept even our shortcomings and all the shortcomings that we have in our good deeds. We are hoping that you will accept this. When a person makes dua like that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept the dua. A dua should not be out of arrogance. Actually, we don't know how to make dua. We make dua, but the heart is not connected to dua. And when your heart is not connected to dua, then that dua is going nowhere. Humility and your heart should be connected to that dua. When you look at the dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one dua he made, Allahumma inni abduka, Allah, I am your slave. What is he saying to Allah? The greatest Nabi, look at the humility. Allah, I am your slave. Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik. I am the son of your slave. Not am I just a slave, my father is your slave. Wabnu amatik, my mother is your slave. I am a slave, father is a slave, mother is a slave. My forehead, nasiyatik, nasiyati biyadik. My forehead is in your control. Subhanallah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam's dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Allah, of all the good things that you have given me, Allah, I am still faqir. What does he call himself? Faqir, muhtaj, I am indigent. Allah, I still need all your blessings. I'm still faqir. So you see the humility. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, later on the dua that comes, he is asking Allah, Allah, give me death with iman. Now a Nabi is still asking Allah to give me death with iman and join me with the pious people. And who is more pious than him as a Nabi? But look at the humility of Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. So like how the brothers of Yusuf came with nothing. When we ask Allah, we say, Allah, we have nothing, but you have everything, and you are Rabbul Alameen, and you are the one who will accept from us. And this is the methodology of making dua. Now, when the sons got to Egypt, this time, there are some historical narrations that Yaqub alayhi salam had given them a letter directly to be given to Yusuf alayhi salam. So what he said to them, that I am writing a letter, look after this letter and give it to the governor of Egypt. So the brothers spoke of their condition, all of the tashri that you have just heard of this ayat-e kareema, and then finally a letter was given. In that letter it was written, I, Yaqub, the son of Ishaq, the son of Ismail, I, the son of Yaqub, Ishaq, and the son of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, and we are all prophets. We come from the family of the prophets. My father Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam was tested by Allah. And his father, as in my grandfather, was greatly tested by Allah. Who was that? Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I have also been tested. And I have got a son whose name is Yusuf, who is lost. That pain is still with me. And then there is another pain that you have detained my other son, the youngest from all my children, whose name is Binyamin, and who is the real brother to the son that I have lost, Yusuf. This gives me extreme pain, a lot of pain in my heart. And you have detained him. And then he writes at the end that we are from the family of a Nabi. The one thing we don't do is we don't steal. Hum chori nahi karte. We don't commit any kind of theft. We don't commit any kind of theft. We are the children of Anbiya. And I don't believe for a moment that Binyamin would have committed any kind of theft. We are the children of Anbiya. And so this is some wrong story, and you have been misled to believe that Binyamin has taken something without your permission. So we ask you, I ask you as a father and as a Nabi, to release Binyamin and bring him back to me. It is said, can you imagine, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was reading this letter from his own father and the brothers that were there, can you imagine, my brothers, the condition of Yusuf alayhi salam? Subhanallah, for decades nobody knew where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was. This was their third trip to Egypt, and Yusuf alayhi salam could not contain himself, and he was crying and crying. And then he looked at the brothers, and now for the very first time, amazing words that he said to his brothers, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفْ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ, that do you people know what you did with Yusuf and his brother in your ignorance, in your ignorance, in your jahalat? When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his brothers about this, they were shocked. They were really shocked. And now, some of the elders from amongst the brothers that were there, they started talking amongst themselves and they said, is he Yusuf? Is he Yusuf? قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُ, is he Yusuf? He must be Yusuf. How does he know about Yusuf? And how does he know about Binyamin? You know, whatever we have done, how we treated the brother. And he is giving us so much information. Now this can actually happen. You know, my respected brother, sometimes you might have not seen someone for many years and you forget him. So it can happen to anybody. And coincidentally, yesterday what had happened is that I get a WhatsApp message from a friend who is from Leicester. But apparently he went to Dubai to a wedding function. So he messages me, he says, Maulana, Assalamu Alaikum. I said, Alaikum Salam. I'm sending you a picture, can you please identify him? I said, as if I'm a cop or what? So anyway, he sends this picture. And he goes, Maulana, do you know this man? I said, मैंने चश्मे निकाल कर देखे भाई क्या है कि डू आई नो दिस मैन यू नो एंड आई सेज यू नो टू माय बेस्ट नॉलेज आई डोंट रिकॉग्नाइज हिम टू माय बेस्ट नॉलेज आई डोंट रिकॉग्नाइज हिम सो ही गोज इज दैट सो आई सेज आई मीन आई डोंट रिकॉल सो गोज वेल ही क्लेम्स दैट यू आर द ग्रैंडसन ऑफ हिज मामा व्हाट डज ही क्लेम At the wedding, I have met him. A bit personal, I'm आपको कह रहा हूँ. तमाशा मत उड़ाए भाई. But I'm just, you know, just to wake you up a bit, you know. So he goes, he claims that you are the grandson of his mama. I said, grandson of his mama. Allahu Akbar. What a shame if I still don't know him. And I said, now when I start looking at him, there was one of my dad's cousin. That comes to mind, but I'm still not sure it can be him. So I said to him, you know, can you tell me, can you ask him who is the mama? And then he responds back and he mentions my grandfather's name. So immediately I understood that this man is brother Ashraf who lives in South Africa. There's a good family that lives in that part of the world. And I says, yes. This is my dad's cousin, my uncle Ashraf, which I have not seen for Zamana, for a long, long time. And I remember maybe, you know, 25 years ago, perhaps I went to his house. But now after that, when you look at his face, he has aged. And it was still so difficult for me to recognize him. And subhanAllah, yesterday when I was reading the tafsir of the Quran, I says, remember, even the brothers of Yusuf could not recognize his own brother, but when he said, do you people know what you did with Yusuf? How you treated him? And then all of them quickly, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reveal the truth, at the right time the truth will be revealed. That is why, my respected brothers, the greatest truth will be when Jannah will be here and Jahannam will be there. And the doors will closed. That will be the ultimate truth. The people of Jannah will go Jannah, closed. The people of Jahannam, Allah save us, will go Jahannam and closed. And khatam ho gayi baat. Subhanallah al-Azim. Qalu innaka la anta Yusuf. Oh, are you Yusuf? Are you Yusuf? Qala ana Yusuf. For the first time he says, yes, I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي بِنْيَامِينَ is my brother. Now imagine, no showing off. أَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ النَّبِي does not show off. A human being, a common man, you know, a man who's got high post, high position, he'd probably want to show off a bit. Yeah, you know, you people did that. You thought you'll get away with it, this and that. You know, a man can do whatever he wants. But look at a Nabi. Look how humble they are. Yes, I am Yusuf. He is my brother. Wear your gloves. قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Look at that. Thanking who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all the difficulty. Imagine the difficulty that he went through. So ulama say that when a person has gone through difficulty, but at the end, if Allah has given him respite, if Allah has removed that difficulty from him, then he should not do na shukri by complaining to Allah, but he should always look at the end product that alhamdulillah all went well. Kad manna Allahu alayna. And then look at Yusuf alayhi salam. The nasihat he is giving to the brothers at that time, which is mentioned in the Quran. Very beautiful, my respected brothers. He says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ Remember, two qualities in a human being. The person who is muttaqi, the person who is God-fearing, Allah se darne wala, muttaqi, a pious man. And with piety, وَيَصْبِرْ He has got sabr. What has he got? These two conditions, these two blessings, if he is muttaqi and if he has got sabr. If a woman is facing difficulty with a husband If she holds on to piety and does a bit of sabr, Allah will remove her difficulty. If the family members, mashallah, find difficult situation, if they do a bit of sabr and they adopt taqwa all the time, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, then never does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cut away from the reward that is given to the doer. Never does Allah cut away the reward that is given to the doer. And so these are two very, very important points. So a person should be in that condition of taqwa, and a person should also have sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. MashaAllah, this is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam opening to his brothers. And then in the next session, inshaAllah, how everything is arranged for that grand entry of a great Nabi, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, to meet a Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, which is towards the end of this very beautiful chapter, Surah Yusuf. My respected brothers, we are in the year 2020. Alhamdulillah, let us make an intention that the year 2020 will be better than the previous years. Insha'Allah, we will become muttaqi. We will remember Allah all the time, do a lot of zikr, do a lot of tasbih, read nawafil, read salah, read a lot of the Quran, recitation of the Quran. We will stay away from sins. Why? Because death can come anytime. And the only thing that we take with us is good deeds. There was a king who had his three wazirs. So he said to the three wazirs that were there, that look, I'm giving you this sack, sack kehte na wo goini, sack. So this sack is given to each one of you. Go outside and put inside it ripe, beautiful, sweet fruits and dry food in this sack. So all of the wazirs, the first wazir worked very hard. He would climb up the tree, mashallah, the best apples and whatever he needed, and dry fruits and food and whatever. All the food and fruits of quality he put into that one sack. The second wazir thought that, you know what, we know, the king never looks into the bag. All he wants to know is, have we filled this or not? So randomly what he did, if he found some fruits, he put it inside. And a lot of the food and fruits were rotten also, that he mixed it with the fruits in his bag. And he said, he was thinking that the king will not open the bag. And then the third wazir didn't care at all. He said, I know that the king doesn't look at all. So what he did, he just did a shortcut. Who will climb up the tree? Who will go here and there? The leaves that were down, he filled his entire bag with leaves. Filled it. All three of them came to the king. The king called the guard and said, put all of the three wazirs in prison for 1 month. How many? For 1 month, put them in prison. And tell them that you must only eat from the food that you have collected. So that first wazir, he was laughing because he had collected good fruits and dry fruits. And so he managed to live for 1 month. The second wazir, he had some fruits were good, but then he had no choice to eat rotten fruits. And by eating food that was rotten, he became very, very ill during that 1 month. The third wazir, who didn't have anything, he died in the prison. Our ulama have mentioned, this is our example. Allah has given us time. And time is like a sack. And Allah is saying, put in this bag good deeds. What is it? Good deeds that will help you when you die. You will benefit from that bag which is your own in the hereafter. If you are planning to take shortcut in this world and not work and just fill the bag with, you know, certain things, and then the wrong things are put inside it, then you have seen that wazir one already died. It will be difficult for him in the hereafter. So what is it that we are putting in the bag? in that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, if we put quality a'mal inside it, my respected brothers, then we will be laughing in this dunya, in the grave, and also in the hereafter. Allah give us all the tawfiq. MashaAllah, for a few minutes, if brothers can close their eyes and do muraqabah, a very important way of doing dhikr of Allah, which is to think and to place your attention, focus towards the heart, which is to your left side, and think that every time the heart beats, it is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mashallah, with sukoon, itminan, close your eyes and think that my heart is taking the name of Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Rabbi ighfir wa arhamu anta khayru rahimin. Rabbi ighfir wa arhamu anta khayru rahimin. Sami'na wa ta'na gufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya rahmatika.